Next application is case number 11,174. The application of Stephen and Donna Purcell. Site is located north of Route 26, also known as Vines Creek Road, approximately 1,548 feet east of Route 327, also known as Dogwood Acres Road, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID 1-34, map number 10, parcel 228. Requesting a variance from the side yard and rear yard setback requirement. Gentlemen, this application, I received no letters or correspondence from any individuals to date. I will note that there are, have been several variances granted in the area, the closest being on parcel number 227, immediately adjacent on the front yard variance, and then there was a special exception on parcel 239, I believe, for a daycare. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary. All right, please state your name and address for the record.
Donna Purcell, 31221 Dogwood Acres Road, Blacksburg, Delaware.
Okay. You are?
Stephen Purcell, 31221 Dogwood Acres Road, Blacksburg, Delaware.
Do you both swear or affirm testimony you're about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Oh, A.
Good evening, everyone. We're seeking a variance for a garage that has already been built and completed. We went through the proper channels, come to the courthouse here, got our permit, and
The builder took care of everything.
Well, yes, through a builder, we got our permit and proceeded according to what we thought were the proper channels. The garage was completed. During completion, we had our inspections. The garage was completed. The final inspection was taking place, and the inspector told us to come up, get our occupancy permit. And then we were notified that we were due another inspection, which was a surprise to me, a setback inspection. So the gentleman come out, did a setback inspection, and says that we needed more footage from the back of the building to the adjacent property. So that's kind of why we're here, is to get this variance. It's kind of like, to me, after the fact, the garage was done, so now we need the variance. So we're here for the variance.
You addressed exactly what I was going to ask you. What did the permit say? And you had a builder, is that correct?
We had a builder, and he said that it would include all fees. So this, we've never done this before, so we assumed everything was taken care of. Okay. But I do have this one thing here. The survey that I gave you, we added on to the front of our property, not behind. This is the, because I think here, see, it says existing. We want to clarify that this is the new part. This is the existing. This is a diagram that came when we purchased the home. We took up our driveway and moved forward. We didn't encroach to behind or beside of us. We moved forward and took up our driveway. See, our driveway came to
The board has that in front of them. You tell me what's wrong with it, and then they'll know.
Oh, it's here? Okay. There's nothing really wrong with it. It's just this says existing.
Yeah.
The existing is the back part.
Oh, okay.
We added to the front.
Okay. When the surveyor went and did that drawing, it now all exists.
Well, Mr. Asher said if there's any problem to give him a call.
But you still need a variance on that front corner also.
It was okay as long as it was under 600 square feet.
When he added to it.
And he got in trouble.
Who was your builder?
Ralph Cook.
Do you have an address for him?
Not with us. He's in
Caesar. I'm sorry, I don't know.
Can you provide an address to the office tomorrow?
Yes. Well, he might have it on. All I have is a plan review report, but I don't have his address.
Nothing was brought to our attention as far as any setbacks.
Okay.
We hired the builder. He took everything under control from there, and so it put us in this circumstance, and that's why we're here.
Yeah, we weren't aware that.
I mean, the building is not encroaching anybody's property. It's actually 28 feet of our driveway forward, so there's no.
Right.
Matter of fact, I believe it improved the property quite a bit. It's a nice looking garage.
It seems to me if you knew you were in trouble, you had plenty of room going up front, right?
Well, yes. Yeah, yeah. Matter of fact, we'd have went a different route. If we knew, if that was brought to our attention, we'd have done something different. It wasn't like we were trying to be sneaky and do something behind somebody's back.
Mr. Mills asked you, I believe you asked, didn't he ask you about the builder? I didn't hear that part.
Yes.
Did you give it to the...
Did you ask your builder to come with you tonight to explain what he did?
No.
No, when this... When we were told that we needed a setback variance, and I called Mr. Cook, and I said, I thought all this was taken care of in our fees, and he said, let me make some phone calls. And then I heard nothing from nobody, so I assumed things were taken care of until this September we got the letter, and I'm like, oh, dear, that wasn't taken care of. So it was kind of...
I believe
the
he
ball
was,
dropped.
I believe he was denying his responsibilities, what he did.
We didn't know anything about it.
How long have you owned the property?
So.
November of 2009.
And was that the existing part of the garage? I think you said you expanded to the front part, not the
yes.
rear, correct?
Yes.
Was that garage there when you bought the
yes.
property?
It was a small one-car garage. It really wouldn't hold much of a car.
Okay. So the part that was encroaching into the rear yard setback...
We didn't encroach. That was already there.
That building
that was
already...
there when you bought the property.
Yes, that
so that was
there.
Built once by someone else.
Yes.
Okay.
The question, how big was the original garage? How big was that square foot?
According to the paper, I believe it's a 24 by 24.
No, the old original.
The original.
The little one.
The
yes.
original part.
Okay.
Yes, 24 by 24.
It's a one-car garage, and it has like an office
It's 576
it's
square foot.
It's
so less than 600, it would have been 5 and 5.
5 and 5.
Setback-wise. But when they added on, they exceeded 600 square foot, which made it a greater setback.
Right.
Which means that wasn't brought to our attention to be able to adjust what we wanted to do. We may have not even built the garage.
Should have showed up on the building permit.
Yes.
Yeah. He should have known that.
So the garage, the portion that you added was 28 by 28?
Yes.
That itself exceeds 600, so that would have had to be 50.
You didn't have, did they give you a copy of your permit or anything like that?
All I have is this thing.
That's it? He kept the permit, huh? He kept everything else. I think you better get a copy of that for your records.
We do have.
A copy that goes to that. What color is that?
First the one. This one right here.
One.
The application?
Can I see that, please?
Now, these circle marks were brought to our attention at our final inspection when the man
okay.
came. So we weren't even aware of that part. We never built anything, so we don't know.
Setbacks are correct.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's 40, what we're looking to make 20. Sure that the setbacks were put down correct, eliminating
okay.
everything.
We didn't even know what that meant. We just, you know.
Okay.
I heard somebody do it for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we've kind of heard about the issue with the builder, what you had before. I was wondering if you could address some of the other standards for granting a variance, such as the character of the neighborhood, the reasonable use standard, that sort of thing.
Okay.
Well, Do you have a copy of the standards?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I guess the uniqueness part, not really. It's a regular one-acre lot, but we needed a two-car garage just because we have three vehicles, and so we thought we would move forward and take up our driveway, which seemed, I mean, that was the only way to go. We couldn't go to the, you know, to the side or behind us. We just moved forward and built it into our, so.
Is this a wooded neighborhood?
There's a little bit, not really. Is there any exception to the practical difficulty? I'm not sure I understand that, but when we purchased the home and we had mentioned we wanted a two-car garage, the real estate agent said, hey, look at all this room, you can build one. And that seemed like a good plan to us. So that's why we proceeded that way. Can this property be developed in strict conformity with the zoning? This is an well-established neighborhood. There's really no other development to go on. Let's see. Is the variance necessary? Yes, we needed a two-car garage. Has the difficulty been created by the applicant? We don't feel that it was because we weren't made aware of any of this until after the fact. If we, like I said, if we'd known beforehand, we might have done things differently. Effect of the surroundings, no other properties in, Will the variance alter the essential character of the neighborhood? No, because there are other properties in our little development that do have larger detached garages. Will the variance substantially or permanently impair the appropriate use for the development of adjacent property? Again, it's already developed. There's already homes that have been there 10 or 20, 30 years. Will the variance be detrimental to public welfare? No, it's a very nice garage. Will the variance represent the least modification? That would be yes, because we expanded forward just using our existing parking lot. Is the variance necessary to afford relief? I guess yes, because it's already a done deal. I mean, it's already built.
Right.
Yeah. And will the variance represent the least modification possible of regulations at issue? Yes, again, because we only used our existing driveway.
Right.
And I think that's about it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
There's one here in favor.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance. There's obviously wasn't created by them, but by the builder, and they put their trust in that builder to make sure that everything was taken care of. We hear testimony wouldn't alter the essential character of the neighborhood nor be a detriment to public welfare. They're asking for now a minimum to afford relief. I'd make a motion that we approve case number 11,174.
And have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills, and a second by Mr. Hudson, that we approve case number 11,174. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Rickards?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
And Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons, and I'd request that our legal counsel send a letter to the builder.
And I'm Mr. Callaway, for the previous reason that had been stated, so by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,174 is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, indeed. Mr. Purcell, can you provide an address for the Mr. Cook at your earliest convenience? If you can send her to the Planning and Zoning Office so that we can send him a letter about needing to comply with our zoning ordinances in the future.
Thank you very much. A quick question, though. In the future, on another area, we may like to put like an 8x10 shed to keep our yard equipment. Do you need a variance for that?
Well, it depends where you put it.
Okay.
You need a permit.
Okay, a permit.
And the permit will tell you what the setback requirements are.
Okay.
8x10, you had 5 feet on the sides, 5 feet in the rear.
And then you just get a building permit.
That's right.
If the, 5 feet if the shed is less than 600 square feet.
She said 8x10.
Okay.
8x10.
Well, I was just using a number. I don't know. It depends on what'll hold a ride mower and a push mower.
Sure.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.